Blind Cool Tech, March 16, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, the guy that walks to work using six legs, two of his and four of Jake's. It's Larry Scootcon.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm Larry Scootcon. Night, Marilyn. Have a good one. Your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Hey, Susie. Good. How you doing? What do you say, Dougie? Great, man. What about yourself? Go straight. Good doggy. Go straight. That's a boy. That's a... Boy, it looks like a party up here.
Yeah. Welcome ones.
Boy, straight. But, good dog, you little buddy. If you're new to this podcast, we are walking home. We being Jake, my seeing eye dog, and I, from work at the American Printing House for the Blind in Louisville, Kentucky, to home. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon. Gorgeous afternoon. I've got a light jacket on, but you really don't need that. We've had a lot of new people joining the podcast, and definitely want to welcome you. And to tell you right up front, this is probably not going to be the most effective way you're going to gain the most amount of information in the least amount of time. This is really kind of just a casual walk. Maybe tell you a little bit about what the guide dog's doing. We try to do this a couple of times a week. And why do we do this podcast? Oh, a couple of reasons. One, we found, we being all the people that are contributing material to Blind Cool Tech, that this has really been an effective way to share our interests and to gain knowledge. I often have people ask me the same kinds of things over and over again, and I find this a great way to communicate some, well, mainly technical kinds of information to several people at once, but I guess just as importantly, really, have found that walking down the road, talking to you guys, like you're walking with me, is actually very therapeutic. Go straight, little buddy. Good boy. Jake stopped and looked at the signal there. You know, that's, well, before I get into that, that's one thing about this podcast. We ramble all over the place. Today we're going to talk about, oh, some of the darker aspects of the internet. We had an incident happen that I noticed this morning. But before we get into that, I was just going about to say, have you ever noticed, those of you with guide dogs, how your dog knows what time of day it is? In There's lots of examples of that. Back there was just one of them. Jake kind of looked at that pole, but if we're coming, say for instance, to get some lunch at noon, he'll go straight over to that pole. But if we're walking the same way at 4:30, he walks right past it. And that's just, you know, one small example of this this kind of neat feature about dogs. I mean, I can't really think of a lot of other examples, but I see it all the time, and it's funny. Well, I guess one obvious one too is, you know, when it's time to go home at work, you can tell the dog gets a little antsy. He's getting ready to go. Okay, on to our main topic at hand. And that would be the darker side. This morning, I got up, probably around 3 o'clock, because I'm a morning person. I could stay up later at night, but I have my best energy and my best creativity early. So I was going to make some start to make some changes to our software that generates the podcasts, and for a couple things. One, to automate it a little more, and second reason to
walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
Get boy. To make the possibility of collaboration and housing the data on a remote server. But anyway, I went and looked at the FTP site this morning, and there were about 500 MIDI files on there. And I thought at first, well, maybe somebody's sending these to me in some misguided gesture of kindness to, maybe they created them and wanted to share them. Maybe they didn't know how to use a zip program to put them all into one file. I really didn't know. So I moved them all off there. Well, today at lunch I went and looked again, and there were a bunch more files on there, about 3 or 4 gigabytes worth, in fact. And not only were there a bunch of MIDI files, but there were also some pirated software up there. And I mean some weird stuff, like Windows 2000 source code, Windows Vista cracked with CD key. So I just immediately deleted all this stuff. But the point is, one of a couple of things is happening. Either someone has decided that this looks like a good place to store and share illegal software or illegal files. I don't know where they would have got the password. I mean, it is publicly available. I will be changing it, by the way, and that's a shame, because there's a lot of old podcasts that refer to that particular password, so I really hate that. I think from now on, when I mention anything about the FTP site and passwords and so forth, I'm going to say that, you know, this is information is accurate as of now. If you're listening to this, you know, more than a week or two later, you might want to look on the website and get the current information. So if that's the case, that someone is deliberately trying to use our storage space as a way to disseminate illegal files, we're going to have to change the way we do it. We may just have to start using YouSendIt, which I really hate because that's not nearly as convenient for me or for you. Assuming it's not the case, and the case is that some automated program, just tried cracking at our password, which we had picked, by the way, the poorest of poor passwords. You never, ever want to use a word that can be found in the dictionary as a password. I've come up with a scheme to help me create unique passwords and passwords that are presumably uncrackable. Nothing's actually uncrackable, but given today's knowledge and technology and techniques, this technique of selecting a password works remarkably well. You don't, by the way, want to use the same password on all your password-protected computing activities for obvious reasons. My scheme is to take either two words and separate them with numbers or punctuation, or to take one word and separate the syllables with numbers or punctuation. Now, for instance, there's some things you can do to help make this scheme a little easier for you to remember, like using the name of the site as your base word. So let's take Bookshare, for example. A password that, or a base word that you might use for Bookshare.org, good boy, Bowen, is Bookshare. But you don't want to use that because it's too easy to guess, too easy to look up. What you might want to do is pick a number. It can be, say, your birthday, the year of your birthday. So in my case, 57. Or 1957. So I could call this password book 57 share. That makes that password much, much better than a password with just words that are in the dictionary. Because like I said, there are programs that will sit there and hit a website or a password protected account with every word in the dictionary. Eventually they're going to get it. And that's the kind of password we had on the FTP site. The password was submit. Well, now I'm going to change it to something like submit 99 file. That password won't get cracked. Now, that's not going to stop someone, if it really is a human doing this. We've been discussing an automated process that systematically tries multiple words until the door is unlocked, so to speak. And how about, I'm really assuming that that's what that is. That's what happened. because the other alternative is not a pleasant one to think about. If it really is somebody that's a listener to this podcast, and you know, I know as this cast gets more and more popular, we're going to get more and more people, different with different values and different goals and objectives, which is fine. We welcome everybody, but we sure don't appreciate. Hey there, how's it going? Good boy. I can tell when Jake sees another dog, his tail starts hitting my leg. Like I say, we absolutely welcome everybody. Don't really appreciate someone using our space for the distribution of illegal files, or any files for that matter. You know, go out and buy your own space. It's not that expensive. Of course, then, you know, the activity can get tracked back to you, so I see why someone with those motives would select a target like that. The other possibility is that maybe someone just wants to perform sort of a variation on the denial of service attack. So, you know, you've heard of these viruses or programs people will write to hit a site so often that the servers can't handle it. Well, this may be a very similar thing here. Somebody may actually be trying to bring down the FTP server, or trying to make it so busy that no one else can use it. Now, like I said, I deleted all the files, and I didn't look through all 500 of those first MIDI files. I looked at the beginning and the end to see if anybody had some podcasts in there they had submitted. Didn't see any. I hope I didn't delete one. If you submitted one last night or yesterday and you don't see it up in the next, oh, say 3 days, you know, drop me an email. Or you can drop me an email right now. Let me know. Send it again. I'd hold off maybe for a day to make sure that we get this problem taken care of. I looked at it just before I left for work, and I didn't see any new files on there since I deleted them at noon. So maybe it was just some person that thought they, a person or an automated system that thought they found a good anonymous storage place from which to distribute these files. That's not the case, as I said. Now, if it really is someone that's trying to bring down the file server, the FTP site, gee, what the heck did we do to you, man? I can't think of anything anyone has said or done on Blind Cool Tech that would be offensive to anyone. And if you are offended, you know, why not send in a recording and tell us about what's bothering you? It's possible that we could address this issue. Good boy. If, however, this continues, we'll have to change our strategy about how we submit files. what the plan is. Probably what I'll do is watch this for a day or two, and if this doesn't happen again, we'll just keep everything like it is. If I get on there tomorrow morning and there's another 500 files, I will delete them and I'll change the password. I will also put the new password on the website under submissions, where it always is, or contact. And hopefully that'll make the problem go away. If it is one of these so-called dictionary lookup attacks, that'll take care of that. If after changing the password to a dictionary attack proof word or combination of words and letters and numbers and punctuations, if it continues, that'll pretty much tell us that someone really is trying to bring us down or cause a little havoc or just cause trouble for fun or whatever. If that's indeed the case, shame on you. Shouldn't do that. That's not nice. Why don't you devote some energy to something positive? You know, why do you want to make... How do you get pleasure in making other people miserable or causing trouble for other people? I don't understand. Maybe we need a podcast on that. But if that is the case, the next step past that would be to probably shut down the FTP site or just provide the... Well, probably what we would do is provide the information on the list, and that way those of you who are regular submitters can continue to enjoy the convenience of being able to use that technique for putting your files up. And we'll just make... Great! Yeah, it's beautiful! We'll just make it so that the official new person way of sending in recordings is just to use usendit.com. I mean, I really hate to do that, and, you know, hopefully we won't have to. I'm just kind of laying out the little bit I do know about the situation, and a couple of things we can do to get around it, but I guess primarily the thing I want to bring to your attention is the effectiveness of the passwords you choose to protect your online information. You know, a good password is like a good lock. You can have a piece of crap lock that will keep out the occasional kid who may twist the doorknob or push the door, and when they see that it's locked fairly tightly, they'll just go away. Or you can have the high quality security lock. Now in the physical world, that security lock is going to cost you 10 times what the cheap one does. Nice thing is, in the online world, that expensive high quality lock is just as cheap in terms of monetary value. It may be a little more expensive on your memory, but if you use the technique I outlined earlier, come up with a scheme that can help you remember your passwords and still make them secure, that takes away that mental expense of it. What a good dog, Jakey. We are really looking forward to heading out to LA Tuesday. Doing burning the midnight oil, trying to get our system set up to allow us to do uploads remotely. And I don't think this is going to be any problem. What I'm really looking forward to more than anything, though, is getting the collaboration aspect of this project a little bit more streamlined. I know Kai Zhang has graciously offered to help me review these files, and it's not that I don't want to review them. I still want to listen to every one of them. This really is a measure to take in the interest of the expediency in terms of getting those files up there into the feed and distribute it. And I see and I hope that this problem is only going to get worse as more and more people discover the tremendous amount of resources that all of you have to offer and decide to share some of their own expertise. By the way, what's happened to the career cast, guys? I see a few new people on there that I've known for years and years. Sure love to see some career profiles from you guys. Also, I forgot to tell you, I got an email from a fella that does a woodworking magazine, and he had seen Blind Cool Tech, and he decided to put his magazine out in electronic format as a podcast. And I think he said he had around 10 blind woodworkers that subscribed to his magazine. Now that, I think, would be a fascinating career cast. Also, auto mechanics. I can't remember who it was I talked to recently that said they might do one on how they do auto mechanics. Or, wait a minute. Yeah, somebody did. Good boy. How about... Hi there. Good boy. Also, Sam, I know you own a radio station. That has got to be a fascinating career. Love to get your background on that. How you got started, how you run the thing, what you do for programming, how you see the future of commercial radio, what's your plans, and how do you do it? I can't emphasize enough how many people find that kind of information so inspiring. I think I might have mentioned there's a doctoral student at University of Louisville that's actually thinking about doing her thesis on podcasting and how it can benefit blind and visually impaired people. So please, keep those coming in. We hadn't actually seen one in quite a while now. I was talking with someone today who said, I really feel like I'm on the walk with you, but I don't get to talk with you. She says, it's kind of like I'm peeping in the window, but hey, don't feel like that at all. You are more than welcome to join Jake and I on these walks, and we love having you. I see you next to me right now. So chime in anytime. You know what? You can participate too. Just call that audio comment line. 206-984-9203. I think probably what we're going to do is start playing those audio comments a little more often. I've found that I don't have a great deal of time to putting together the feedback shows anymore, with all the stuff going on around here and all the people coming in and out of my house. Of course, early in the morning is a pretty quiet time, but I'm usually reviewing and posting and so forth at that time of day, so that's not really effective either. Now, I did make some changes last night to the software that we're using that I think is going to, well, I know is going to automate our system even more, but I'm finding that I need to take some time and think about how I'm implementing some of the features especially with respect to collaboration, of having, you know, two or more people reviewing the data, adding the information to the database, and uploading, tagging the files, and so forth. One of the ways I've thought of that would be pretty darn effective for doing this is to have someone, well, like Kai, who can drop files in a special place, that have been properly tagged. So, and by tagged, I'm talking about MP3, ID3, the V2 tags with the title of the audio piece, the author, the date, the album, which is Blind Cool Tech in this case, and most importantly, the comments, which is what you read on the web page. So, if we could, and we could write some software that would periodically check an online folder and grab any new files from it, extract out the relevant information, add it into the database, retag the title and the volume with whatever number the particular podcast happens to fall in at the time of the file importation, and generate the XML, HTML, copy the file out, all without any human intervention. I mean, once Kai or someone else that is interested, me, for example, reviews the file, tags it, puts it in this special location, the software will verify. You know, it'll do a few what's called sanity checks. So if you're supposed to have Well, for instance, I can think one sanity check we can do very easily is check the album field, make sure it's Blind Cool Tech. Check the author field, make sure it's no longer than, X number of characters. Some little simple checks like that. We can have the stuff, post automatically. So I think that's probably going to be a little easier than trying to make... Good boy. Trying to make the... good doggy. Trying to make the software we're using more distributed. Isn't that right, little buddy? I cannot get over how gorgeous it is out here today. I was interested to see Jamie on the list telling us that he bought a pair of these Crocs shoes, and he agrees. I feel like you're walking on air. I was telling Jamie my only regret about these shoes is that I didn't have them sooner. One last thing before we finish off, because we're on Grinstead right now, which is, we're just about to turn onto our street. Saturday, weather permitting, we're going to attend a function sponsored by the Callahan Museum at APH. That is a walking tour of historic Clifton neighborhood. So stay tuned for that. And this will actually be our first sponsored podcast. This will be sponsored by the Callahan Museum. I was looking at the schedule of events they have, and I hope that they'll allow us to podcast several of the neat things they've got coming up. Some storytelling, some fiddle playing, really good stuff. All right. You guys have a great one. See you next time. Well, hey, ladies.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm Mars. Talent.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
How you doing, Marzies? Good?